I'm seeing something. It's smiling at me. But not a friendly smile. The worst smile I've ever seen in my life.
Do you see it right now?
Smile. Rated R. Only in theaters September 30th.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
What ominous event do they have planned for September 24th? Okay, what in the world are they planning to do on September 24th? Now, Joe, there's been all of this chatter over all over the internet. Okay, now, some of the chatter is actually saying, and now some of the white hats, and when I talk about white hats, who am I talking about, Joe?
The good guys, the believers.
Yeah, the good guys, the believers, but you know, there's a lot of good guys, a lot of believers. More specifically, these are people that are former military or high-ranking government officials, those in intelligence that are still there. Okay, now, and under
by Obama,
right? So now we know that a big part, maybe even the majority of the military still recognize President Trump as legitimate president, as do we, as to most of America out there today. They recognize that Biden, that Joe Biden was placed in there, that the election was stolen. Everybody except for Brett Baer, right? Okay, anyhow. So here, what an ominous event are they talking about? Well, there's things happening, okay? Putin now is saying, don't think, I'm not, his nuclear threat is not a bluff, okay? And he made these remarks in a 7-minute address nationally today. Putin also warned that the West, he isn't bluffing over using everything at his disposal to protect Russia as an apparent reference to nuclear arsenal. Now, let me ask you this, because you and I know something, we understand something, is what the way that they're reporting the war in Ukraine, is it anywhere even close to what is actually being reported at NBC, ABC, and CBS?
Well, it gets more confusing by the day. If you go to the London Daily Mail, it always looks like Ukrainians are winning, Russians are losing. The news is all over the place.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you think that some of what appears to be major losses by Putin, see, what is it he's trying to achieve? He's trying to get those three little border countries, right, back right under the Russian sphere, right?
Right. Get them now. He's trying to get that part of they're along the Black Sea. That's what he wants, all that land that's surrounding the sea so he can cut off the rest of the country.
Okay, so now, if in fact he could get some kind of an election and get those people to vote themselves back into the Soviet Union, because they really never voted out, do you think anybody in this country knows that this country, that Joe Obama set up a puppet government over there in the Ukraine and that was totally corrupt? They took the legitimate president that was elected and they ousted him in and they put in their own puppet. Do you think anybody in the country knows that besides us?
There's a few, but they sure aren't talking. And it's kind of like Biden, you know, when you got that prosecutor fired that was trying to look into the government corruption and the, you know, so you want the United States $1 billion, you will fire, you know, I can't remember the man's name, but you will fire him. And so the ones that were trying to blow the whistle and say, hey, bad things are happening, they got fired, kicked out of government.
Now, the government,
you know, Obama
that
and Biden both.
That abomination and Biden installed, the government they installed over there, did they turn Ukraine into one huge money laundering operation?
Certainly.
Okay, now, but people, the vast majority of these people in this country are clueless to that.
Right.
They watch NBC, ABC, and CBS, and they believe them.
Well, look at Obama. He's got, what did they say, that 17 million dollar place and then the place in Hawaii. And even, you know, if he was like Bill Clinton at $50,000 a speech or $100,000 a speech, where are these? We're talking about properties worth $20-25 million. All of a sudden, you know, he hadn't been out of office that long. You don't suppose that's where he gets some of his money from, some of these places like Ukraine and the, you know, the deals that were made, right?
Remember when he? How much was it? He gave. How much was it? He was it 500 or billion to Iran?
Some huge amount
in cash. Now let me ask you this. Do you think
the Iranians? Yeah.
Do you think that he gave that money to the Iranians without some of that money being funneled back, a whole bunch of that?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
You know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but usually when you look into anything like this, huge amounts of money.
Do they ever do it without it?
A long time. Anything through the United Nations, any of their programs, there's always kickbacks. There was always money being withheld. The people in charge always got rich. So the whole history of the past 100 years, especially the part that I've been alive to watch, has been corruption, kickbacks. That's the story of the whole earth, the human race.
All righty, so here again. In a seven-minute national televised address, Putin warned the West isn't bluffing, that he isn't bluffing over using everything to its disposal. So now, what would he do? Is this country ready for a dirty bomb? If we got hit with a dirty bomb, and is Russia capable of doing that? Remember when the legitimate president of this country, was working on hardening our grid. That was one of his major efforts to harden
our... Tooth and nail. Yep, they fought the hardening tooth. Well, it's not the dirty bomb I'm worried about. It's an EMP attack. That's a high-level nuclear explosion that the...
That's what they call it.
Energy shuts down computers.
Yeah, well, they use that. They call it dirty bombs to do that. That's what they use, the EMP attack.
Oh, well, the dirty bomb is also one. There's two definitions of dirty bombs, but that's all right.
All righty. But anyhow, so we don't know what the ominous event is. There are those that believe that because when this takes place coming this Saturday, that there's going to be, it's the time of the rapture of the church. We're not going to... because Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown on Sunday, the 25th, okay? And so, according to the Jewish tradition, 1 7-year Shemitah cycle will end, and the new one will commence on that as the sun goes down on that evening, okay? So, of course, the truth is that we don't know for sure if the Jewish authorities have calculated the Shemitah cycles correctly, and the Bible also doesn't make it completely clear on what day those cycles were to begin. So,
right.
But there are those out there already have gotten themselves, they're putting together, and one of them is a good friend of both you and me, and I haven't really been able to read his entire article yet, but he's nationally known, and he believes that. Well, he's not saying for sure, but he believes it's a good possibility that that's going to be the day. And so, anyhow, I would never dare go there because, like you said, the Bible makes it clear we're not to.
Yep.
Oh.
We are just to live every day to the fullest, be watching for the Lord at any time, and that's all we're supposed to do, you know.
All right. International... medical crisis. Over 400 doctors and scientists in India declare COVID vaccine programs must end now. Okay. Over 400 doctors, scientists, and health officials in India represented at a September 10th press conference have denounced the COVID-19 vaccines. These scientists and medical professionals have declared an international crisis because the vaccines have failed and have associated with excess mortality, and they've been killing a lot of people. are dying due to these vaccines. But you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
No, you're certainly not. You know, we've been telling people for a long time, too, to prepare. Well, we were right again. Fed Chair Jerome Powell came out today, and when asked how long was this mess going to last, he said, well, we've got 2 more years of pain. 2 more years of pain he sees before they can get it down. We've got Larry Summers out there, who is Obama's top economic advisor. He said the Biden's energy policy is actually insane. And what's happening is Biden's been shoving cash into the system to buy votes. And the more cash he shoves in, the more it creates inflation because more money, you know, is out there, and that's the problem. But we got the feds trying to pull money back with both hands, and Obama's shoving it with big shovels back into the economy. So, folks, I think he's being optimistic when he says 2 years of pain. There's going to be 2 more rate hikes, one November, one December, and a smaller one in January. And, you know, and from what I'm saying, buckle down, and you better have your relationship with the Lord in good stead, because I think we're in for some very, very hard times ahead.
You are. Now, what some of the things that you can expect that they might do, people that are stocking up, they will say you're hoarding, okay, and they'll want to confiscate too. Remember, they want to put us under a complete dictatorship here.
Right. They want control.
Now, let me ask you this. Remember how we kept warning people and telling people, folks, listen, remember those that had Biden signs in their yard, that had Joe Biden signs in the yard? Now, we're not telling you to hate those people, but we're telling you something here, that if Biden's corrupt deep state, corrupt FBI, or whoever come around to try to collect your guns, those people with the Biden signs in their yard, they will rat you out.
Pointing fingers, right.
That's exactly right. So you
Riding
have to...
You out.
Right. And so are we telling people this because we want them to hate their neighbors, or are we telling people this because we want them to be prepared and we're warning them, okay, about the reality?
And pray for your neighbor that they turn from their wicked ways, that they see the truth. And in fact, that brings up one thing I wanted to say. We need to start praying for one another in this country. One of the things that came out today, Powell was talking about there's going to be steep job losses ahead, that unfortunately, to get inflation under control, we've got to lose a lot of jobs. And you and I have been telling the people all summer about all these companies talking about how many they're going to lay off. There's hiring freezes. All the big companies are going to be laying off in 2023, and that means depression or recession. At the very, you know, to me, recession, what was it? A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose yours. And with all these big companies cutting all these people next year, we're going to have to try and help one another, help find jobs for our families and friends and neighbors. And this is a time for Christians to stand up and be counted, because there's going to be a lot we can do to lay up crowns and treasures in heaven during the times ahead.
All right, so what they're going to try to do, first of all, I tell the folks, here's what we do, Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We always use, whenever we can, we do our buying from local, okay, small mom-and-pop businesses, local small mom-and-pop businesses. Because those are the people, those are our neighbors. The big box woke corporations are not on our side. They have gone whoring with a corrupt communist government. Just like, exactly like it says in Revelation 17, Coca-Cola, these big corporations have gone a whoring. The big box stores, yeah. Walmart and that. Folks, believe me, they know, the only thing you mean to them, okay, they will do whatever the corrupt government tells them to do. Okay, they're in partnership with a corrupt government, and they want to put out as many small businesses out. That's why, you know, I quit drinking Coca-Cola. I don't go to Walmart. I try always to shop at a local store, my neighbor's store, and support them. Now, the time may very well come. Remember, Biden wants to take us off the dollar, take us off the currency, and put us on that new woke, where, in other words, your currency will go by what your score is. Okay, like what they want to do in China. Mm-hmm. You'll be evaluated, okay? And
well, that was the thing. We tried to warn them because most of the jobs in America were small business. But small businesses don't hire lobbyists. It's these big multinational corporations. Catch the wording multinational, one world order. They're the ones that can afford all the lobbyists, all the attorneys. They're the ones that spend millions on lobbying the government. And you get rid of small business, all you have are the big corporations that want to, you know, rule the world, like the military-industrial complex. You get rid of all of those who are free and the small businesses, the independent-minded people, and then it's easier for the government to control.
Absolutely,
it's
kind of Joe.
Simple, isn't it? It's real simple. It's just nobody wants to tell the truth anymore.
You're right. All righty, let's do some rapid lightning rounds for a few minutes, and then we'll open the phone lines and take some calls. One, Trump-appointed judge strikes down federal school mask and vaccine mandate. That's something we forgot to mention. Trump appointed a number of conservative judges, people who actually believe the Constitution. A federal judge today ruled that the federal government cannot require Head Start program teachers, staff, and volunteers to be vaccinated against the COVID-19, nor can they require adults and students to wear masks. The Liberty Justice Center announced today, okay? And so he goes on to say, Terry Doughty, a judge on the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana, a Trump appointee, said the liberty interests of individuals mandated to take the COVID-19 vaccine outweighed any interest generated by the mandatory administration of vaccines. There you go. Another guess what he did? Here's a judge that told the truth.
Well, it just kind of reminds me, you know, just a couple of days ago, I think it was around the 19th, New York City, fired hundreds and hundreds of unvaxxed teachers. There's a teacher shortage, but they've been getting rid of firemen, teachers, police, anybody that wouldn't be obedient to the government. And the more, you know, people that, if they replace those positions, they're going to put them with people who are obedient to the government. So what we're seeing across this nation and through the government is a purge of freedom-loving, independent people, and you are filling these government positions, whether they be state, local, federal, with people who are willing to just blindly obey the government.
Well, you know, the governor of New York, she didn't word it this way, but basically what she was saying was, if you're a decent person, you ought to leave New York and go to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. In other words, if you're pro-life, if you believe in God, you believe in family, if you're a decent person, leave our state. We don't want decent people in this state. That's basically what she was saying. By the way, I believe her religion is Satanism. They don't call it that. They use a different name.
No.
But so, no, anyhow.
Change the name, change the meanings. The one thing I want to warn people, it's combination of stories, but Biden has been, we've talked about this, but I want to remind everybody, Biden has been selling out our strategic oil reserve that we have for national emergency or primarily wartime. Trump was trying to top it off and fill it up at $20 a barrel. So Biden's been releasing million barrels a day so that the gas prices come down so he can tell you how wonderful he is, how he got your gas prices back down. You need to reelect him. But what he's not telling you is the last day of the gasoline sale is election day. After that, they've got to start refilling the petroleum reserve at extremely high prices. It's going to cost way more to fill it up than the price that they paid for it originally. And you get to pay for it in your taxes. And the cost of gasoline is going to go back up. Because as the government starts buying more and more oil and gasoline, the price is going to go up, and you're going to suffer at the pump. But that'll only happen after the election when hopefully the left thinks they can stay in power. So don't be fooled, people. See what they're doing. Use your eyes. In fact, you were talking about that in Scripture. It's, you know, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you know what is going on. I'm trying to remember what you said. It was 1 Corinthians
chapter 2.
2, yeah.
So, in fact, what he tells you, but people, again, the vast majority of people are biblically illiterate out there. They don't understand what's, you know, that the Bible shows you what has been, what is now, and what's to come. If you're smart enough to read it, here, let me read it, okay? Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes. Now, that word princes is the word we use for legislators of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had, now listen to this, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Okay.
Glory, right. They would not have killed God's Son if they knew who he was.
But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Do you know who took that verse and spoke to a college group and took it totally out of context? Slick Willie.
He said,
I have not seen nor ear has neither have entered nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which we can do. I believe he said the things that we can. He changed that, the last part of it.
Well, every time I've heard a liberal quote scripture, they've always changed it, they've always misused it, they've taken it out of text. They've neglected to read the line before or after that explains what it is. And the only time they ever use the Bible is when they misuse it. I've never heard them use it correctly.
Let me read you this part. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Listen, he that is spiritual, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that you may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So he's telling you that we're doing this not on our own merit, but it's through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We can see these things. You know, I had a woman one time right on the air accuse me of being a part of the communists. She said, you always know what's going to happen a week before everybody else does out there. How do you do that? How do you know that before everybody else in the media knows that? It's not that we know it before they do. It's that our job is to get it out there to you.
Sure.
Their job is to twist, spin, and present whatever the narrative that the George Soros and the others tell them to present. That's the reality.
Their job is to misinform or lie by omission. In other words, keep the truth away, like Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian, it was a Russian lie. And anything that promotes the cause, remember the motto is the end justifies the means. So whatever you have to do to win, the end result of winning, staying in power, justifies what you have to do to get there. This is the communist mantra, and this is what the Democrat Party uses all the time. So if they can hold off all the truth till after the election, they don't really care if it comes out a year or two later. They've already won the election. This
right.
is how they roll. This is how they've always worked.
Yep. A politically motivated attack, say his name, 18-year-old Kyler Ellington, murdered by angry Democrat 2 weeks after Joe Biden's demonic speech declaring Republicans enemies of the state. And this Kyler Ellington was murdered, and he on Sunday, 18-year-old Kyler Ellison, a young conservative, was struck and killed by an SUV driven by 41-year-old Shannon Bratt in a politically motivated murder in North Dakota. Bratt chased young Kyler Ellison through the streets after a local dance. The Bratt murdered Kyler with his vehicle. The teen was attending a street dance in McHenry, North Dakota. Kyler had called his mother before he was killed and told her that Bratt was chasing him and that he was scared. Kyler's mother said she knew Shannon Bratt. The murder of Kyler Ellington came 2 weeks after Joe Biden's demonic speech in Philadelphia, where he declared war against Republicans, conservative patriots, and Trump votes. Okay, do you think it's time to open the phone lines?
Well, one more story, and then, because I want to get this out. Yeah, we've read a lot of things by Dr. Peter McCullough.
Yep.
And he has been one of the big truth tellers about the COVID-19. And he's got an article. He spent an hour doing an interview with World News Daily and WorldNet Daily, whichever it is. And he's starting a new thing called the Wellness Company. It's a healthcare enterprise he's launched with Yale University Med School professor Dr. Harvey Reich. And they are setting this new thing up. It's a new venture, a holistic prevention-based approach to healthcare through telemedicine and eventually through in-person consultation. And he talks about people have lost trust in the, you know, healthcare system, and they are fighting back, and they're going to be able to basically, you know, treat people when you can't get medicine from a pharmacist or a doctor when they refuse to give you, like, hydroxychloroquine or any of these things. They are setting this up by the money spearheaded by Canadian businessman Foster Colson. And so here is a membership-based healthcare alternative, the Wellness Company. It's a big change in the world of medicine. And I would like to have everybody pray that this is a successful venture and that it spreads. And this would be a marvelous, marvelous thing to have a lot of this type of health care available with doctors who care, who are willing to not listen to the CDC, the NIH. And if you need hydroxychloroquine or if you need the horseworm medicine, you get it. So I had to get that in tonight, the Wellness Company.
Oh, well, you did get it in. All righty. All right, let's go and take Clifford as our co-host.
He's
with us
already.
Today.
Should I say goodbye? This might be the last week. One thing I wanted to share is I had just listened twice, actually, to the latest Sergeant Report podcast, episode 383. And there were a couple of notable things. One was that this was declassified, that when George Bush had been the head of, Papa Bush had been the head of the CIA, and afterwards they said that they had human-like masks that a woman went in to see him, put the mask on, that he knew when he was president, and it worked so well that he thought it was someone else. So that's pretty spooky. The second thing is there seems to be a Dr. Fauci in Nassau that's been there since Gemini. He's the head scientist at Nassau Langley. They had a clip from him in 2011. His name is Dennis Bushwell. And in the clip, he's talking about Marthas 101, that there's too many Asians, You know, they're into the billions, and they're going to take up too many resources and lower the standard of living for everybody. And there's about 30 to 50% too many people in the population. And we need to work on that. So you can listen to that clip. This guy is like apparently like another Fauci, but it seems like this guy is, this filmmaker is saying that there's a fusion between DARPA and NASA on the DPOP agenda. So that's where some of the federal money's going. And the third thing was a European, there was a clip from a European parliamentary member that seemed quite angry about Moderna, and he said Moderna says they tested this so-called vaccine in 2017, 2018, and he said there was no virus to test it against them. So how is it that they tested it against this virus when this supposedly was
that didn't exist?
Right, right. So
good question. Yeah.
So he seemed really angry. And again, you know, you're ticking off people that have access to miniature nukes. You know, they might come right back. Then LifeSite News had three quick things I wanted to share. One was what's his name? The California governor signed a bill this past weekend.
Newsom.
Yeah. The compost. Human dead people, that they would, it's Soylent Green, right?
We talked about that last night.
Yeah. So that's one. A second one was a nurse in California, according to the article, worked in a cardiac center, and she had children coming in with this myocarditis.
We played that last night too.
And the third thing was Vanderbilt University is making a huge amount of university at their attached medical center on this transhuman stuff.
And yeah,
40 grand for removing two breasts, and you know, there's a little bit of an uproar about that.
Well, not only that, but they're taking young boys and they're giving young boys breast implants in the young boys, and then they're doing what they call mastectomies on the young girls, and they're removing their breasts. And people, these parents that allow that, I can tell you this, shame on you, because I'm going to tell you, you are not protecting your children. You're literally sacrificing your children. But that's what they're doing down there. They're mutilating the children.
Remember, the truth is 95 to 98% of these kids that are confused, if they're left alone or get some decent counseling, will grow out of the confusion and be all right. But the majority of these children that are having all these horrible things done, the number of regrets is piling up, and the suicide rate is extremely high for those who have gone through one of these procedures. So,
and they're angry at their parents for allowing them. And mostly it's the mothers that are allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
Also, on LifeSite News, if you click at the bottom of those articles, they'll read that to you in a nice woman's voice. That's artificial intelligence. So that's a pretty convenient thing. And the last thing I just wanted to say, I could see how, you know, according to your Bible study, how Jonah, I could see his point of view, how he wouldn't want to minister to those people. I can almost say, you know, why would he not want them?
But the point of it is, listen to me, if God tells you to do something, don't argue.
Right.
He knows far more than we do why and what he's got in store and what the future. We know none of it. He knows it all. So why argue when he's right and we know we're wrong?
You're going to lose the argument from the get-go. You know that.
Right. Okay. So he was a stubborn man, for sure.
Well, yeah. No, what he was, he didn't want to go back to his people and say, I'm the one that got Nineveh to repent. I was the one that went in there because his people would be like him. They wouldn't be too happy with him, would they? And so, and probably, you know, Jonah probably had some family or friends or somebody who had been killed by the Ninevites.
Right.
And so this is one of the reasons, but you can't win the argument with God. He's going to get you right where he wants you, right when he wants you. You could do it his way or your way. And Jonah found out that his way, well, he learned more about a fish fry than he ever wanted to know.
Right, right. So that's a big lesson, yeah. But also one more notation. This is the Union of the Unwanted podcast, episode 53. It has a very long-form interview in the first half with Brooks Jackson, who's suing Pfizer for $1.9 billion. She was overseeing one of the phase two trials and you know, was kind of fired, and she's fighting back. It's really interesting. It's like a mystery, you know. And then the second part of that, a doctor, a holistic doctor, is talking about how he's using serrapectase as an enzyme to help the people that have developed clots, serrapectase. So you can listen to him. You know, that's something people can get on their own for like $20-$30, serrapectase. It's an enzyme. So if someone's interested in that, that's Union of the Unwanted, episode 53, in the middle of that, where that doctor talks about, you know, that one possible remedy. Another one I've heard of is biocurcumin from the Salk Institute in San Diego. They're giving people that for the clots.
All right, very good. All righty, breaking news. Steve Bannon warns of Liz Cheney and the Democratic Party's latest attempt to pass illegitimate election cheating bill, H.R. 8873. House Democrats are desperately trying to pass H.R. 8873 before they leave office for the midterm elections. The bill is an urgent attempt by Democrats to put in place rules to ensure they can steal all future elections from the American people. Here you go. He goes on to say, Democrats depend on stunts like this and items listed below to order to disrupt the election system with illegitimate votes. One, create new broad private rights of action that can be easily abused by Democrat election lawyers. This is H.R. 8873, Presidential Elect Reform Act, they call it. Allows candidates for presidents to sue for an extended voting period due to catastrophic events. Changes the Electoral College safe harbor date due to December 23rd, only 7 business days before certification on January 6th. Empowers Congress and federal judges to decide and interpret state election laws instead of states themselves. There you go. I told you.
It's always everything benefits them staying in power. In fact, to go with that, the Wall Street Journal editorial board came out and warned about the real stakes of the Dems winning the midterm. And they warned what's really going on in November: increased taxes, permanent changes to voting process, to the Constitution, the abolishment of the Senate filibuster. And they go on and they said the real issue, by far the most important, is the fact that the voters must put a legislative check on the political left. They're trying to consume power, power, power. So the idea of this 2022 election is an opportunity to limit the power of this current administration. That's what we must do. And I've noticed the Wall Street Journal is not exactly a far-right organization, Pastor Ernie.
No, it's not. And that's amazing, because I was just going to say, I can't believe that. It used to be, Joe.
The editorial board.
It used to be. Well, you know what? Just like the medical, the medical profession, doctors have been losing credibility. People don't trust them anymore. They've lost a tremendous amount of credibility because they went a whoring with Big Pharma. Yeah. And so Wall Street Journal was finding out that they're losing a lot of business to Epic Times.
Yeah, and a lot.
So they realize, hey, you know, wait a minute. you know, we're not providing what we have done in the past. So, anyhow, all right, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call in here. So, let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Good evening once again.
Good evening.
Just wanted to say today is the 21st, that the proverb today is spot on, as per usual. Look at what's going on, the state of affairs, once again. God laughs, man makes plans, evil or otherwise. And I have to just read Joshua 24:15 every single day, and today, as I read the 21st proverb, I choose to serve Yahweh, Jesus Christ, and I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit every day. And so 366 times we read, and I've thumbed through and read those to reaffirm when I go out into society, I'm to employ the three charges that God has commanded us to do, and to fear nothing other than Yahweh.
Amen.
Displeasing God, yes, disobeying God.
I have to pray in the natural. I have to pray that in the natural, He allows those that He started the work that He started in any of our leaders. If He wants them to be there, they're going to be there. So we just have to trust and believe if He's going to allow him to come back and finish what he started. That being Donald Trump and anybody else, and Ron DeSantis and Jim Jordan and any of these other people that I believe that God, that these are God-fearing people. They're in there to serve. They understand the true meaning of service, both in the military, any of those that are politicians that have served. And then also in serving their fellow man in this country. They know the state of affairs. They know that it's put up or shut up come November. And anybody that doesn't, we're going to find out who's the wheat and who's the chaff.
Absolutely. You know, Solomon summed it all up. Solomon was a fairly wise man.
He was the wisest and the richest, right?
And the Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the last words that he wrote in Ecclesiastes was this: let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Do you think that is a good message for the deep state?
Absolutely. If I have a chance, could I just read the first couple of verses of that Proverbs 21 today?
Sure. Go ahead.
Anybody that's out there listening, if you're a denier that our rightful president is at Mar-a-Lago and the persecution that's upon him, he is Teflon Don for a reason, and God's allowing it that way. You can attack him all you want, and if God be for him, who can be against him? It says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever He will. Every way of a man is right in his own eye, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And if you skip down to 18 is where the hammer comes. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. Let me say that again. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. So we have to just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and know that His timing is perfect. His ways are greater than our ways. His sovereignty is unparalleled, and His providence is unparalleled.
Well, what's that old hymn, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way"?
Yes, indeed. With regards to that song, Joe, last night, it was by Milton. Some guy named Milton wrote it. But Bill and the Gaithers used to sing that song a lot about the Yonder on the roll call.
Oh, when the roll was called up yonder, yeah.
Yes, indeed. That was Bill. I pulled that song up after the show was over last night, and I played all the different versions. It was written by some guy named Milton. I have it here somewhere in the phone. But anyway, I read up the history about that. And you might want to throw in the old rugged cross, too.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, yeah.
I still enjoy that. I mean, see, I try to teach my kids that because the generation today is clueless.
When I was just a little kid, a little guy, my mother used to sing that song. She would, the old rugged cross and the garden. I come to the garden alone.
Oh my gosh!
These
songs, if they don't make you well up in your eyes and have your heart be enlarged, then you don't have a pulse, and you're not you're a denier of Calvary.
I hear you.
No, indwelling of the Spirit. That's for sure.
Now we're on the battlefield, and we got to keep going. We got to keep going until we win. We just got to win. We got to get as many people in the fold as possible. These people that are criminally insane, we have to get them to repent. They need to get on their knees, and they need to apologize to all the other people that the crap that they put us through.
And that's what we keep trying to tell them. You know, look, we don't want our enemies. You know. Even the worst, we don't want to see them go to hell. We know hell lasts forever. This is why we keep telling them. This is why I keep telling, you know, those guys in the FBI and the IRS and whatever, you didn't sign up for the corruption and what you need to do.
Repent or perish. I mean,
right, absolutely.
Clear. And so I think the other thing, too, is that we are supposed to have joy and have it abundantly, the Lord says. And how
yep.
are those that are believers to have this abundant joy and have, you know, and live on this side of heaven with peace, love, and joy when all the other people are trying to deny us that? I think that is that I'm praying that this imprecatory prayer every day that God will hammer sooner than later.
Right. I got to move on, Timothy. We got time for one more call, but thanks for calling. Let's go to Michelle.
Hello, Pastor Ernie Sanders. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you, my husband and I have been listening to you from the time we lived in Florida. And thanks to you, we were made aware of the poisonous poke and did not take the boosters. We are traveling to find a safer place to live, and right now we're traveling through the Bible Belt. We settled in an area, and quite frankly, my question isn't about the topics tonight. I was hoping to ask you if you could please help me to be able to discuss with the. I haven't. There's so many churches up here, and there is. I can't find a New Testament unregistered church. I don't. Are there any other questions I should try to ask?
You'd like to find an unregistered New Testament church, okay? Because they're a church. Once they become registered, what they do is they agree in a contract with the state that they're a corporation, the creation
Correct.
Of the state, not the living body of Christ. Okay. Now that does not mean that. Everybody in that assembly is not saved. Some people get the wrong idea. What I'm telling you is about the corporate structure of the ministry is not biblical. Again, once you sign up to with a 501c3, again you've left the church status and you become a corporation, a non-living creation of the state, according to the contract you signed with the state. But here's what you do. If you call our office and leave your name and your phone number there, I will try to find out and locate a church. Or what you can do, if you could go and I would call, get a phone book, call the Baptist churches and ask them if you're an actual Baptist church, if you're a 501c3, or if you're an unregistered New Testament church. Yeah, and ask them because a lot of them are not like us. There's a lot of them that want to stay. They don't want any trouble from the state, so they don't say it, but they go unregistered, and the state doesn't even know they exist, okay? And so that's what you would do. I would give them a call and find out, or we'll try to find out if I knew exactly where you would be if there's one close to you. So
currently we're in Tennessee.
Oh, already. I have to move on because we are out of time now.
Thank you so much for your time.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Okay, here you go. Are you going to heaven or hell? The Bible teaches that many seemingly good people are going to hell because, well, all have sinned. Romans 3:23, this is what we tell you, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. We read what we just read in Ecclesiastes 7:20. Sin hath a price. And then the Bible states that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. You might be wondering what happens to people who die in their sins. The Bible teaches that it is appointed to men once to die, and after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. Is there any hope? Yes, God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to pay the penalty for your sins. For God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16, you know that verse. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:28. So, folks, salvation is free to all who will place their faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. And the way to be saved is so simple. Yet many, many people refuse to be saved. They will not accept Jesus Christ as alone for salvation from sin and penalty. They refuse to believe that the Lord Jesus is powerful enough to save them by himself. Now, they don't want to believe in absolutes, folks. But there are plenty, many absolutes in this life. And I got to tell you what, heaven or hell, which one will you choose? Jesus Christ awaits your choice, folks. And again, Jesus did all of the heavy lifting. He took your place. He did for you what you could never do for yourself. If he had not done it, okay, remember, the Father demanded an absolute holy and innocent sacrifice. Only Christ could fill the ticket. He did it. He didn't have to, but he did it. And what you have to do is pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness, mean it, and then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. God always honors a commitment that you will make, and if you do that, you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You've got God's word on it, God's word. And nothing is as sure as God's word. And so, with that, we're out of time for tonight, and I think we've had a good program tonight, Joe. So,
a very good program.
So, until tomorrow, as we always do, we say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.